According to my next guest, the false debate around climate change is misleading and deniers keep the public in doubt. It's these concerns that have led well-known TV personality and environmentalist Duncan Stewart to announce he's quitting RTE while condemning the broadcaster for its coverage of global warming. Former presenter of About the House and Echo Eye, Duncan, you're very welcome to the studio this morning.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit harsh, actually. You know, I'm only stepping down from RTE because I have issues about climate change. I mean, climate change.
You did criticise their coverage of it, though.
Yes, I did. And I'm criticising all of the media, by the way, on this, because this is all of the media is being, in my view, irresponsible about climate change.
How so?
Because the climate change is a science that has been proven many years ago by all of the science community. It is unequivocal that climate change is real. It's happening now. And basically, it is caused by all of us humans in our greenhouse gas emissions in terms of fossil fuel. Now, that is science that is proven. It's the same as, for example, talking about tobacco smoke. We knew tobacco smoke, the science knew 50 years ago that tobacco smoke was damaging health. Yet the deniers were allowed to keeping the confusion and the doubt going for years. Thereby, millions of people have died in that time. Because of tobacco smoke, you know, and basically,
okay, so when RTE are covering this issue, what in your view, what traps do they fall into? What's the problem with how they're covering
it? It's the same as what every talk show is doing. You know, every radio talk show on every channel. First of all, everybody seems to avoid climate change because it's not popular. It doesn't bring in ratings. It's not good for advertising. And that's a fundamental issue with all media, including press. So when I'm criticising RTE, I'm criticising it because they're the public broadcaster. And I'm very conscious that we need to inform our public about the facts and about the truth. And the truth is that we are facing the biggest issue ever faced by human beings is climate change. And it's happening now and it's going to affect our children over the next 20 years.
The greatest challenge ever. I mean, greater than World War II,
absolutely,
than the atomic bomb?
Absolutely. It is going to have devastating effects. And this is what really concerns me, Shane. The media don't seem to get it. The media seem to not read the science. The IPCC report is out there. It's
the
in the media.
Being, just explain who
the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, the fifth assessment, is out there for everybody in the media to become informed about. Look, we need to protect our children's future. And we're not acting safe properly on this. And so if I get upset about RTE, it's in the context of the wider picture here, because there's elections on at the moment, Shane.
Okay, no, we'll get to the elections.
No, hang on.
We'll get to the elections.
Yeah, but how much time have you got here,
We've got plenty of time.
Well,
don't
I want plenty
of
time. Yeah. How much time have I got? tell me how much time I've got.
Let me ask the question. No, you can ask.
Tell me how much time I've got.
We've got a panel. Listen,
do you want me to talk here?
I do.
Well, then tell me how much time I've got.
Because
I want to know.
We don't set
time. I've a lot to say here, Shane.
We've plenty
I don't
of
want
time.
To get bogged down Duncan, here, by the way.
We are getting bogged down. We're
listen,
time
listen,
this.
I can walk out of the studio this minute if you wish. Would you want me to do that?
Why would you walk out of the studio?
Because
we're having a discussion.
Unless you tell me how much time I've got, I've a lot to say here.
Okay, we
and do I have to go to another radio station and say it? You've asked me to come in here to this studio last night. A very good researcher asked me. She said I would be able to talk about the issues in the wider context because I'm very concerned that I get the facts about issues across to the public. So please tell me how much time I've got.
Okay, we've got another 7 or 8 minutes. We've just
okay,
lost
well, listen,
lost
I don't think I want to stay here. Okay? I don't think I want to stay here. If you tell me you've got 10 minutes, I'll agree with you. But if only 7 minutes, I'm not staying.
Let's just talk about the issues here.
Listen, it's not worth my time. I'm going to go to another station with this. There's plenty of people that want to hear. I have an awful lot to say, Shane.
Yeah, and we want to hear you.
Well, give me 10 minutes.
Well, let's just talk instead of wasting time.
Give me 10 minutes or I'm not staying in this studio. Listen. There are many... Listen, anyone listening to this...
We'll give you 10 minutes.
Please email me. And show your support to duncan@earthhorizon.ie.
You've got 10 minutes. Let's start talking. Your criticism in terms of RTE and other stations is what? That we give equal time to people who are naysayers about climate change. Is that it?
Look, if we were talking about tobacco smoke, would we do that? If we were talking about the Holocaust, if there was a programme here about the Holocaust, would we give equal time? Would we give what's called balance, what is interpreted by the media as balance, to Holocaust deniers? Would we do it, Shane? Please to answer that.
No, of course he wouldn't.
No, and then why are we doing it with climate change that has been proven for years in terms of the science? Is it that everybody wants to dodge climate change? We want to hide from it? Do we want to kind of continue to, if you like, to step over the cliff with climate change? Is that the issue?
OK, so you think it's a given and a no airtime should
no,
be given to people?
No, I don't think, Shane. The science says it. It's not about opinion and it's not about belief. This is fact. Look at those farmers that are suffering all the time. I've done programmes. I was out with farmers in the winter last year and I saw how they were suffering with the huge problem of feedstock. You know, and the whole problem with farmers realising that the inclement weather that's out there, the extreme unpredictable weather, is affecting farming. Now, farming is the backbone of our economy. And every farmer out knows, knows out there, that weather has changed. The problem is the weather is going to change much, much worse. And sea level is rising. Our oceans are acidifying. And the media seems to not get it.
Mm. I can anticipate the text that will come in on this and people will say, we've had periods like this before in the history of this planet,
yes,
where we've had extreme weather patterns. And how do we know that this isn't just another example of that?
Look, the science has said all of this. They've told us that we're going to have unpredictable weather, extremes that will go rapidly very high and rapidly down, simply because we're putting the climate out of balance. We have 400 parts per million in the atmosphere now. There was not more than 180 to 280 parts per million of CO2 emissions in the atmosphere for over 500,000 years. We were never at 400 parts per million within the last 3 million years. We need to wake up. We've done damage to the atmosphere that is irreversible. And we have to realise that climate change is coming down on us very quickly. And we need, and the media need to take responsibility. All of us. We need to know that we are acting in the interests of our children, Shane.
Mm.
We can't be thinking about advertising revenue or keeping our ratings up.
OK, we'll take that one on the chin.
It is deceiving our citizens, Shane.
OK, we'll take that one on the chin. But what about the citizens? I mean, in the last general election, the Green Party, the one party who actually have made an issue out of global warming, got completely wiped out. They lost all their seats.
Yeah, and the media turned on the Greens. You know, I'm not in any political party. I've never been in a political party. But I felt very badly for the poor Greens. They took the brunt. The Greens never caused the downturn of our economy. All the other political parties did over the last 20 years. And yet, the Greens got the worst. They got hit. And since the downturn of the economy, it's all the small people have been hit. You know, everywhere we're seeing damage done. The small farmers, for example, have been severely hit. The young people of Ireland have been hit. All of the NGOs, the good people out there at local level doing good work, have not, all of their revenues have been drained and support. Mm. So what's happened is we've protected the rich, and the rich is ripping us off big time. All this domicile funding going abroad in terms of tax havens abroad and appointments into boards by the public sector of people onto the boards of state companies and appointments of judges. These are all big issues that the public are very concerned about and they want answers to it. But there's nothing happening at government level. We have a dysfunctional government system and we need to wake up to it. And I was watching a debate last night on RTE about the elections in the Midlands Northwest and I wasn't inspired. I have to say, I was very disappointed. I was looking for some vision, some positive thing that people could buy into.
Mm. And believe me, it is local elections, though. I mean,
was also the European election. No, last night was about the European elections.
Sorry, okay.
But Duncan, I have to ask you about, you attended the recent Independence Network in Dublin of councillors.
Yeah.
And looking
and
at your
way,
Twitter account.
Yeah, that was a fantastic event.
Okay.
Now, it opened my eyes.
Simple question. Are you standing for election?
No, I am considering. I know I can't, Ivan, do what I can within the television structure. You know, in fairness, you're a commentator, I am. And you know how limited it is. We can't get out there and attack the status quo and the systems. I want to speak out. I'm at a stage in my life. I have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. I've produced over 400 programmes, produced and presented them.
But the question was, are you standing for election or not?
I have three or four options at the moment. Some of those options are to go into the elections And I'm going to be making a decision within a couple of days, whether I do or I don't. And the others are...
European or local?
Well, I couldn't go into the local elections, and you know it. And okay. I couldn't go into national politics. I'm not interested.
What constituency?
In that.
Do you reside in the Dublin constituency?
I'm looking at the different options on that, Shane. Yeah, Ivan. Put it this way. I'm looking at Ireland. I'm not really seeing this as a constituency. We're all together in this. I want to build consensus in this country. I want to build a vision. I want to make sure that Europe and Ireland engages. We need Europe.
So if you're running, it would be as an independent?
Oh, of course it would be as an independent. I mean, I couldn't work with a political party.
Even the Greens?
No, I'm not interested
you'd
in...
You'd share a lot of their ethos, though, wouldn't you, with the Green Party?
Of course I would. They're interested in environmental issues, and they've done a lot of good, and they're doing a lot of good.
You see, people would be very cynical. If you do end up standing for election, you'll say this row with RT was just a platform to boost yourself, propel yourself in the campaign?
That might be your opinion.
No, I'm sorry, but it will be said, obviously. All your political opponents will say that.
I tweeted because I was upset. You know, it undermines everything I do on television in my EcoEye programme. You know, I get a very good audience in my EcoEye, and everybody appreciates the honesty and integrity and the factual information that I present. And I seem to be kind of...
No, but the bear pit of politics is a different arena.
I know, and this is what worries me, Ivan, is if I go into politics, even if it's European politics... I know my whole future is now going to be very different. I'm going into a very dirty business. I'm not used to politics. You were in politics.
Yeah,
you
know but what I'm saying is this.
You're not able to hold your own, in fairness, as we saw in the last few minutes. You can't be too precious
either in the bear pit of politics.
I understand what I'm facing. I know it's going to be dirty. I know people will try to knock me and try and undermine me. I do know that. And I know I'm giving up something that basically my programmes have been growing every year. Last year, we got, on average, because our programmes get repeated in the autumn, 745,000 viewers per episode.
So you've been building up this for a political platform all along?
Not at all. I've only reacted to a situation now that I've seen in these elections that there is no interest in climate change, or there's no vision for the future, and it's all about scrapping over little small things where political parties are fighting over small issues.
When will you make a decision or announcement?
I will be making a decision this week. But I'm not going to announce anything
here.
But
it sounds like you've already made it.
No, because I've a few very good options that I'm sizing up at the moment that are outside of politics. And I think I could
sounds
achieve
like you're
it.
Able to operate the media.
Oh, well, believe me, nothing's going to hold me back when I get to Europe, if I do go there, by the way.
Well, you have to get elected first.
That's a simple matter.
Is the Irish electorate?
That's a simple matter.
Getting elected is a simple matter.
For me it is, because I know, I'm not going to put posters up if I do run, for example.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the convention.
You just think you'll walk into the Parliament?
No, but I know the people of Ireland are waiting for somebody to give them...
And that person is you.
Well, I don't know. But I do know I'm going to reach out there. And I do feel...
But so I don't understand the phrase. You made the one, I'm going to walk in. I don't understand that. What do you mean by that?
No, I'm saying that, if I say that, I'm saying that when I look at what's being presented to the people of Ireland, no vision, no future. Are young people disenfranchised? Probably not going to even bother to vote. This is a serious issue. I'm watching our young people being drained out of our country. Over the last 5-6 years, 250,000 of our young people left Ireland. That's a massive hemorrhage of young people, especially in rural Ireland. Mm.
That's a different issue from global warming, though, isn't it?
Look, global warming, climate change is one. If you look at our energy, do you know how much energy we import every year in oil, gas and coal? Do you know? You're in the media. Do you know?
I know it's 80% or something like that.
It's 90%.
Right,
but how much would you think?
Well, I put it like this. I got the figure. I was chairing a wind energy conference the other week. The figure was given. What is the figure? Remind me.
$6.5 billion.
Right.
Now, over the last 10 years, do you know how much money got drained out of our economy over the last 10 years? In oil, gas and coal imports. $55 billion. Do you know how much is going to get out of our country over the next 10 years the way we're going? It'll be in the order of 70 to 90 billion.
I know, but we don't have the capacity in alternative renewables at the moment.
Where do you say that? How do you know that?
Well, sure, they're not. They don't exist. If you look at the megawatts, they don't.
Look at our oceans.
What is the total megawatts? Less than 3,000.
Listen, if you're in Germany or in Sweden and you're looking at the resources of energies we've got here, we are the envy of Europe.
But there
with
aren't
our
enough
resources.
Turbines.
We have a vast ocean out there. We could be powering all of Europe. Scotland is engaging in this.
Well,
Scotland
anyway,
is doing
but
and we're falling behind.
No, what
so,
I'm interested
No.
Are
you said that we don't have the renewable energy. Now, that is wrong. And that is not correct.
No, sir, I'm pro-renewables.
Yeah, well, then if you're pro-renewables, why are you knocking renewables?
No, I'm not knocking renewables. You're misunderstanding. My question to you, though, is all this stuff, your performance here this morning and your performance in attacking RTE, I have to put it to you, sounds like a most cynical, opportunistic attempt to just ride a storm of controversy to get elected to the European
Parliament.
I'm
not attacking RTE.
Of course you're attacking RTE.
I appreciate it.
You criticise their programme and lack of balance.
In a small little tweet,
You wouldn't work for them anymore.
No, I didn't say that. I would hope my TV production company, my EcoWay, will continue without me. I know I'm going to have to step down. I'm stepping down. Do you understand the difference between stepping down?
So you are confirming you're standing for election.
I'm stepping down because I need to put my head above the parapet, because I don't see anyone putting their head above the parapet and telling the truth.
Okay.
I want to tell the truth.
A couple of last questions, because you have been on for 16 minutes. Good. So we have given you a good pack of time. Will you come back on News Talk in the next couple of days and tell us if you're going to be a candidate, or where will you announce your candidature?
I haven't even got to that, Shane. But put it this way, I would like to build up a relationship with News Talk, of course. I have respect for you here. I wouldn't be here otherwise. And I'm very keen to kind of stand back and say, first of all, what do I do? Because I have other options that are really important that will do much less damaging to me because I won't be in dirty circle. And I have to make this.
Last question, because we are out of time. Are Irish voters ready to elect a candidate whose main platform is global warming, do you think?
My platform is local communities. You haven't asked me that.
Okay.
My platform, what I'm doing now, whether I get elected or not, I'm doing it anyway. I've set up a movement, grassroots movement, in local energy and local food. I want to see within the next 3 years every village in Ireland having its own small cooperative for food and energy, because less than 1% of the energy is produced in our villages and in our towns,
right,
and less than 2% of food. So I am going, I'm doing that anyway, and that's what I'm going to be bringing to Europe, because I want to see Europe supporting small communities in every village, in every part of Europe.
Okay, Duncan Stewart, architect, environmentalist, TV presenter and possibly candidate, or maybe probably candidate for the European elections. Thanks indeed for joining us.